We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Is it better to break up with someone before or after Valentine's Day? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's just jump right into it, shall we? Mm-hmm. Nobody likes being responsible for breaking someone else's heart. Some people just suck, though, when it comes to timing. People get broken up with on, anniversaries, birthdays, and maybe even holidays like the one coming up tomorrow, Valentine's Day. So Breezy and I, in the last year, I would say we've been really using our social media as a platform for content. Yes, but also for receiving and sending messages to you guys who want to be a part of the show, or maybe you're seeking advice. So we recently, we recently got a new phone number where you can call and leave a voicemail. If you ever want to share what's going on in your life, or if you have a story for us, you can reach us at 585-423-2965. Obviously, we'll put that on our social. Just want to make it
and
aware.
Just so you know, our old phone number still stays. Like, you can still text. Just, I don't want anyone to get confused.
No, we'll clear that up. We'll put it on our socials. But yesterday after the show, this message comes in from this 23-year-old girl by the name of Morgan, who asked the question if she should break up with her boyfriend today or wait until after Valentine's Day. And she says, "My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost a year now. Unfortunately, I think our time has come to an end. And for a few reasons, I've decided that it's best if we go our separate ways. It is going to be really, really hard. Definitely for him. Maybe a little for myself." And I think it will take a while for him to recover. I'm kind of dreading it. But I feel like I have known for a while that he isn't my person. And I'm pretty certain even a mind-blowing, amazing Valentine's date won't change my mind. In case anyone is thinking that I should just wait it out and see how it goes. But if I do break up with him today, it's going to leave him feeling really crappy, especially on Valentine's Day. And it's going to make the breakup that much harder. But if I wait until after, then it's just me faking my way through, pretending I care when I no longer do. Any idea what I should do? You guys are the best. Thanks for your response. Hopefully see you at Tin Cup again this year for St. Patty's Day. Oh. Maybe we will, Morgan. Maybe we will.
I would.
What would you do?
I'd stay.
What?
I'd stay.
Why stay?
Why would you do?
Oh,
why
not me. I would totally just.
Why? Now you're up against the clock.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
You have to do it, like, literally, you have to do it right this very second.
Well, the problem with something like this.
She should have planned this better. That's on her.
Well, here's the thing, Morgan. Valentine's Day doesn't actually mean all that much. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. Just do it ASAP.
I know, but there's money that's been spent. It's like too much. I'd wait.
I know. Listen, it's never going to be a good time to do it. You will always find a reason why the timing is bad. And it always will be. Just do it. You got to get it over with. You clearly have stated in your message here You don't want anyone to try and change my mind. If anyone is thinking that, you clearly have made up your mind on what you want to do. So why not just go through with it? What do you think he possibly? What do you think he's got planned for her?
I don't know.
I would feel bad if he spent a buttload of money.
Yeah,
for it.
I wouldn't even go near that with a 10-foot pole.
I don't know. What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. Does Morgan wait, or does she just do it today and get it over with? I mean, why leave the poor guy hanging?
God, I mean,
I hope he doesn't hear this.
Why would you break up with him today when you're just going to both be sad, extra sad tomorrow?
You're not wrong. Bad timing on her part.
Like, just
let's agree with that.
Just go through with your plans and reevaluate come the weekend. Like, I don't know.
Oh, you just got to wait till the weekend. It's Tuesday.
I mean, but Wednesday's tomorrow and then Thursday and then it's the weekend. So
anyone ever break up with someone the day before or on Valentine's Day?
Like, I don't know what she thinks she's doing here. Like, you can't just break up with somebody 1 minute before Valentine's Day when they've already bought you things and have things planned.
So like, you're saying collect all the gifts, get all the goodies, and get one last bang in and then peace out. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. Essentially. Like,
you know, you're the worst sometimes. You would basically take all the gifts, knowing that she's gonna break up with them, you'd still accept the gifts. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Let's just be so for real for 1 second. The gifts probably aren't that great.
You know that. You don't know that.
Are you kidding me? I know that.
Listen, I used to turn up on Valentine's Day before I got really bitter and, you know, closed off. I used to turn up. Gift cards. Blankets with names embroidered in them.
Yeah, you were a big things remembered guy. Huge things remembered guy.
Huge.
Absolutely obsessed.
Couples are most likely to break up the week of Valentine's Day. Just do it and get it over with. Oh, thank you, Chelsea. Crystal's here. How is this girl faking it for an extra day longer? How is her doing that doing him or her any favors? Just end it, or Moose and Breezy will call him live on the air and do it for you.
Literally nobody said that. Not one person
I'll do
said
it.
That. No, we're not getting involved in other people's relationships.
Well, that ship sailed a long time ago, Breezy. I mean, I think we can all agree by now this show has turned into a self-help desk. A lot of people are saying just do it, and one girl is saying absolutely not. Go through with the plans that he already made. Oh, God, can you imagine if she did and he had nothing planned? He shows up tomorrow.
Then that's a great out.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's why I'm saying wait for your out. This is not your out.
Oh, man, there's then never going to be an out.
Then you don't look like the bad guy. He looks like the bad guy.
Her doing this right now with us on the air doesn't make her look like the bad guy?
Nobody knows who she is, so no. Also, if he does that and he has nothing planned and he doesn't care, that's a great, great straw that broke the camel's back moment. And you're like, Jeremy, this just isn't for me. This just is not for me. I'm so sorry.
Julie says, I would wait maybe a few days after Valentine's Day. Maybe I'm in the minority here, but I wouldn't be able to deal with the V-Day in the future if it happened on Valentine's Day. So she would not be able to deal with any future Valentine's Days. I mean, do people make this day that big of a deal?
Are you new to America?
Don't know. I'm just...
It's kind of a big deal for couples. Welcome to Earth. Earthside. He's like, is this a good day for love and showing people that you care about them? Yes, Moose, it is. Unfortunately. This person says, I'm with Breezy. At this point, I'd wait till the weekend. Just tell him you realize on Valentine's Day that his feelings are much stronger than yours. And it was really eye-opening. Easy peasy. No biggie. It's no big thing.
I guess. You see, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're right. I would just want someone to give it to me straight. You know what I mean? I don't want to go through all the rigmarole, spend the money, the energy, and all that. If it happened today, well, there's still time. You know, I don't know what he's got planned for this poor girl, but That's just me talking. I'd want somebody to shoot me straight.
You know what? Who am I kidding? He probably has nothing planned.
Oh, you're so bitter.
They never do.
That is so not true.
They never do.
Oh, how would you know? When was the last time you dated a guy?
I have many guys in my life. I mean, I'm not living under a rock.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's a plenty of guys out there that are helpless romantics that go out of their way to show up.
Like
you
who?
Can't say that he's done nothing.
I'm not saying that he didn't do something. I'm just saying he probably didn't do anything.
Here's what I think is actually very romantic, but very simple. And we did this in high school. I don't know if yours...
Orange Crush.
Did Canada go to Canada?
Crush for your crush.
So, oh my God, junior year of high school, I'm in Greece, Athena, and all of a sudden, this person walks into my homeroom. It was like special delivery for Moose. And it's an Orange Crush can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ecstatic. I'm like, who has a crush on me? Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out.
Freaking.
Turns out it's from my girlfriend. And I'm like, ugh. I thought it was going to be from like somebody exciting that I didn't know or somebody I had a crush on.
Your health teacher sends you one.
My phys ed teacher, yeah. Mr. Johnson.
Honestly, tracks. Honestly, tracks.
Absolutely does.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the verdict here?
I say, just wait till the weekend, and everybody agrees with me on the text line.
No. So. You're only reading the text that agree with you. I love you.
I know.
All right, Morgan, just hold off until the weekend. Here's what you're going to do. Call us on Thursday. You got to tell us what he did on Valentine's Day and if you waited or not. I hope this sex is so good you change your mind.
Oh, my God. I'll puke.
Or he falls asleep.
Oh, my God.
Not having you on the show is like eating a plate with no hot sauce. Wait, people do that? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Police are looking for two women who they say dined and dashed before hitting a restaurant employee with their vehicle. It all happened in Greece. Two women allegedly left a restaurant Saturday night after refusing to pay their bill before an employee followed them out to their car, and then they struck said employee. Police said that the women intentionally struck this employee, causing injury before fleeing the scene.
Where did they intentionally dine and dash?
Doesn't say. The police did not specify which restaurant or where the incident took place, but they are on camera of said restaurant. Booths are striped, if that means anything to you. I don't really get out in Greece that often, but... I know you're pretty familiar with the area.
Yes.
The women are wanted right now for assault and theft of service. If anyone recognizes them, you can go to 13wim.com to check out their photos. Call that Greece Police Department tip line at 581-4016 or email gpdtips@greeceny.gov.
Oh, the tough booths are scene. Striped. Yeah, I have a couple ideas of where they might be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can't have nice things.
Can't.
So yesterday at Monroe Community College, they announced that they were making long guns available to peace officers that are currently on campus.
Mm-hmm.
In case of a violent, critical emergency, which I'm sure we can all agree has taken place a lot in the last few years at either high schools or on campus somewhere at a college. So some students held a protest against this yesterday, saying the addition of long guns, super intimidating, and it's misguided. So for most of these officers at MCC, they already carry pistols. They've been doing that since 2009. But MCC Chief of Public Safety said the long guns, they've been discussing having those for years, but the conversation started back up again last year. So discussions were had with students, faculty, staff, board members, and even Monroe County Executive Adam Bello and the legislature. So the decision was supported by student government, and then it was passed by board members and signed off by the president in January. So the guns will absolutely be out of sight and stored away in case of an emergency.
Sure.
Students are against the policy, though. They say it's not worth the money. If the guns are only for critical incidents, some students say they have difficult relationships with the police, and this change will only make that worse. So students at the protest said the voices just weren't at the table during the discussion process. They wish that they could have had more of a voice when it came to getting these long guns. And one person says, I've not heard anything about threats of danger on campus. We're a public college where a lot of people come straight from high school. And I think long guns are way too intimidating. This is an institution of higher education.
I mean, who cares if they're not going to see them?
Well, they are storing them away. That's the thing. But let's say an incident happens. What, do you got to go run to the closet to get them?
I mean, they already have other guns on them.
Yes, they do. They're saying this is just another tool in an emergency. They also have a plan for an airplane crash at MCC. I mean, the likelihood of that happening is pretty slim, too. But there's an airport close by. Obviously, we know that. So they say they'd be in the wrong to not plan for any emergency. This is just being overly prepared. MCC says officers on campus go through the same police academy training. And once the guns arrives, they're going to undergo a week-long training for it. And, you know, there's 30 community colleges in New York State. 15 of them authorize rifles on campus. So they're in the process right now of making sure that a lot of these security guards are armed with these long rifles. And the students yesterday were not having it during this protest. Hmm. So more to come with that. Are you against it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, if it makes them feel unsafe, like, that's obviously something to raise flags about. But, like, they're ultimately doing it to protect their safety. They're going to want them if something bad were to happen.
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah, like, they say the purpose is to improve the ability and provide a rapid and effective initial response to a threat, you know.
Like, God forbid they ever find themselves in this situation, they are going to want those guns. I mean, it's not, I guess I don't really understand the argument. Like, it's not like they're carrying them around like they're at some, like, war zone.
Right.
They're locked away. It's kind of just, like, frustrating because they probably wouldn't even have known about it. Like, because they're not carrying them around. They're not frontal-facing guns. Like, you know, guns in holsters or things like that. But whatever.
Coming up on the show, Kara says she's hosting her 7-year-old daughter's first sleepover and is terrified, but for good reason, after something traumatic happened to her at her first sleepover. She's looking for good ideas on how to keep 7 small children entertained. Mm. We're going to talk to her on the phone coming up after the break on PXY.
Number one hit music station! 98 PXY! Music.
Maybe I could fix it.
Welcome back to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Kara from Penfield is on the phone with us this morning and is dealing with a very pressing issue. How do I make my daughter's first sleepover fun? If anyone wants to weigh in on this one this morning, because I'm clearly not the person to do it.
Sure.
Maybe Breezy is, but we're open to suggestions. Before that, though, let's get over to our girl, Kara, who's been patiently waiting on hold this morning. Good morning, Kara. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. So this is my very first time hosting a sleepover for my daughter,
uh-huh.
7. Yeah. And I'm low-key terrified.
Okay.
Now, your daughter's 7 years old. Because this doesn't... Listen, I'm not a parent, but it doesn't sound like it would be too difficult. Why are you freaking out about the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it shouldn't be. I'm looking for ways to make sure it's not boring for mm-hmm. the girls.
I think Breezy would be a better person to ask than me.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know.
Listen.
Teepees? I don't know.
Raid Bar by Breezy? Absolutely, I'll be there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, you can get your Braid Bar. Yeah, mm-hmm. Breezy can come over, braid their hair. Mm-hmm. You lay down some sleeping bags and pizza rolls. That's, I mean, what?
Yeah, 7. What are you stressing about? Share.
Well, so I don't want my daughter to have the experience that I went through during my first sleepover that I had. And long story short, it was just like awful. So I had the sleepover and was so excited. And one girl got bored and announced, "This is boring. I want to go home."
Oh.
And then the other girls all like followed our lead and said it was boring.
Oh, dear.
And they all called their moms and left at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that was your first sleepover experience.
Yeah, I was completely devastated.
Oh my God.
Did it get better when you started sleeping with boys?
Oh my God. He goes, oh,
yeah,
she goes,
I mean,
hopefully.
That was years later, but much more success. Yeah.
God, no. Okay. So nobody left at 8, right?
No.
Okay, Kara.
Okay. We're getting way off track. Continue. Let's bring it back to your 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah. So I obviously want to make sure that my daughter doesn't have to relive what I went through. And that same girl, by the way, ended up like staying horrible all the way through high school. She was like my enemy. It was
tracks.
Awful.
Oh, absolutely she's tracks. One of those people. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. The braiding bar I already love. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm just hoping people can give advice on how to make it fun and not boring, because mm-hmm. I really do want my daughter to have a great time, and I can't depend on my husband for ideas. He's a guy, and he's just not around a lot. Whole other story.
No, for sure. Oh. Yeah, absolutely not. That's why I'm here, sweetie. Well, don't even worry about it.
Every little girl needs a dad.
Who literally has no idea what's going on. no, period. But I think the braid bar is a great idea, not just because I want to make money, but because I want everyone to have fun. Also, I think friendship bracelet station would be great. Just get like a bead kit on Amazon and just go for it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They're like literally $20. It's no big thing. And then I would get popcorn in case they want to, like, you know, watch a movie while they're falling asleep. Heard the Taylor Swift concert movies. Absolutely wildly popular with little girls.
I heard that too. It doesn't even have to be Skinny Pop. Load it up with butter.
No. I would prefer if it wasn't. You know what I mean? What else? What else? What else? There's, you know, a lot of fun games you can find on Pinterest, Google, things of that nature. Because you want to just be prepared for anything. Like,
if someone gets sick?
Because little girls, I mean, not just little girls, anyone's attention span at that age is just so lax in the sense of, oh, we're doing one thing right now, but you'll get bored in a second and want to do something different. So just be on your toes. I don't know if you have a hot tub, maybe get some swimsuits. you know, there's just many options.
Let's back up here. Kara, how many girls do you have coming over for the sleepover?
7.
Oh God, you're going to have your hands full.
Yeah, that feels like a lot of 7-year-olds.
Yeah, I remember my first sleepover. I was 7. I did tons of shots of Dr. Pepper. I had a bag of pizza rolls, and I played Super Mario 3 on Nintendo. It was a phenomenal time. I had a blast.
Sounds like just an average Saturday for you right now.
Yeah, only I upgraded to PS5. Uh-huh. That's the only difference.
The only difference.
That's the only thing. 585-252-9800. You know, if you guys are parents and you have kids, and you're in the process of hosting their first sleepover, what advice can you give Kara? I'm sure some of you have hosted many sleepovers. How do we not make this boring? How do we make these girls not leave at 8 p.m.?
Right.
And then have Kara's daughter be traumatized for the rest of her life like her mom. All right, Kara, we'll get you some advice. Don't worry, it's going to be fine. You're going to do fine.
Everything's going to be great.
Everything's going to be great. Yeah, don't freak out about it.
I love that you're so supportive. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, that's so welcome. That's our job.
That's what we do. It depends on who's calling, though.
Correct.
It's not always like this.
No, I totally appreciate it. I listen to you guys every morning, and you are totally hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Good luck, and then also drop the details. Let me know when I need to be there.
100%. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kara. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the original message you sent over to us. Good luck. Let us know how it goes, okay? Breezy, I'm sure
absolutely.
We'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Have a good rest
Thank
of your day.
You.
You got it. Bye. A lot of people texting in right now with comments and a couple calls coming in. I think she's going to be okay. I got this weird text from this Darlene woman that says, my daughter suffers from anxiety. So she's 13. She's never had a sleepover because growing up, she wet the bed. So that affected her greatly. So she never went to any sleepovers or nobody ever came to the house.
Mood.
How do you... Mood?
Yeah.
How do you
honestly
handle that?
No, when I was like, oh my God, how old was I? Maybe like 6th or 7th grade. I woke up on my friend's mattress in a pool of blood. So, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Not sure if I should ask questions or just take a call.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but it was traumatizing indeed. Yeah. So never wanted to sleep over anywhere ever again.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it would be. Absolutely. I have a girl by the name of T joining us. Hi, T. Good morning. What's the T?
Good morning. I wanted to tell you about my first sleepover, which I realized listening to this was like 15 years ago now, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
My mom had us make homemade pizzas.
Okay.
For dinner, and we all like decorated our own personal pizza, and it was the most fun. And then we did a craft themed around the movie we were gonna watch.
That's cute.
Which was what film?
It was like High School Musical 2.
Interesting.
Nice.
So y'all made Zac Efron pizzas?
I put a smiley face on mine.
Oh, I love it.
You know what? Actually, that's a pretty great idea. You can't go wrong with the whole homemade pizza. You know.
No, not at all.
No, a lot of people are actually saying that as well. They said, do mini homemade pizzas. I don't know if you texted that in or not. And then the crafts, which is great. Also, make your own sundae, pedicure station, charades, karaoke, cupcake decorating. Oh, wait. Baking cookies. A lot of things around baking and cooking, which is cool.
Yeah, that's all. T, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate you listening.
Of course. Thanks for taking me, guys.
You got it. Have a good day. You know what? It sounds like the girls growing up, their sleepovers were way more fun than the boys. We didn't even talk to each other.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's just eyes on the TV, Nintendo, Sega, what have you. We didn't say nothing to nobody. And then we'd pass out. Natalie says, I got two daughters. My advice, popcorn, throw blankets, pillows, get pizza, stream movies. They're all going to fall asleep early. They're young. They'll be in bed by 9:30.
Are they going to fall asleep early? Not at my sleepovers. We were up till 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was a bloodbath, apparently.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.